Today's shiur is Masechta Brachos Daf Chaf Beis, and we will begin on Daf Chaf Aleph on Beis on the second of the widest lines. Tanan Zov Shirah Keri. In our previous shiur, the Gemara, based on the Mishnah and the Gemara, took the position that Rabbi Yehuda did not agree with what we've been learning, that somebody who's a Baal Keri may not learn Torah. We learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda was lenient with allowing him how much he could say and how he could say it. He didn't have to be Mahara. Today's Gemara questions that premise. We learned Masechta Nida, and in Masechta Nida we spoke about different people who have Tumah. We spoke about a Zov. A person who's a Zov is as follows. A man who's a Zov, he had one Ri of Zov, then the halacha is that he has to be treated like a Baal Keri. Go to the mikveh and wait for Herev Shemesh to be tahor, to eat truma, kachim. If he has two riyas and they don't need to be in 2 days, or even three riyas that also don't need to be in 3 days, they could even be in as little as 1 day, then if he has two or three riyas, he becomes a full-fledged zov, that we learned he has to have Zayin Nekiyim. So the Mishnah tells us about a Zov who's waiting to Zayin Nekiyim, and during those days, he's raw carry. A Nida. So Midaraisa, a woman who's a Nida, and we always emphasize that this is the Din Midaraisa, is Tomei for 7 days, even if she continues to see Dam during those 7 days, as long as by the end of the 7 days, she is clean, she could go to the mikveh. So let's say this woman, before those 7 days began, before she became a Nida, was Palata Shechvazera, as we discussed in our previous year. A woman who has relations with her husband, any Zera that it comes out of her body for the 3 days after the Bia is considered Zera that would make her into the same category as a Baal Keri. So while she's a Nida, she was a Palata Shechvazera. Or Hamishameshes. The halacha is that a woman who has relations with her husband, so obviously she absorbed the zera, the semen, and since she absorbed the semen, she gets automatically the din of a Baal Keri. But before she could go to the mikveh, she's ras adam, she becomes a nida. All of these women, paskins that Mishnah in Masechta Zovin, all of them, the Mishnah later in our Masechta, on Daf Chavav Amun Aleph, all of these women should go to the mikveh anyway. Even though, by going to the mikveh, they still won't be completely tahor, because they have the other tumah still with them. Rabbi Yehuda Paiter, and Rabbi Yehuda says, they need not go to the mikveh. Says the Gemara, at Kanloi Pater Rabbi Yehuda, when does Rabbi Yehuda say there's no point in them going to the mikveh? Bezov Shirah Keri. This individual was already a Zov. Since he was already a Zov, he needed, like we explained at the beginning of the Shia, Zayin Nekiyim. So the fact that he saw Keri doesn't change it, and there's no need to go to the mikveh. The Mikara Labat Tfilahu. When he became a Baal Keri, he wasn't ready to go to the mikveh. Av Baal Keri Greda, it seems that if somebody were a pure Baal Keri, even Rabbi Yehuda would hold that he's Chayiv in Tfilah. V'chitem, and if you'll argue, who are they in that field about Baal Keri? Great, Nami Pat Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that even somebody who's just a Baal Keri need not go to the mikveh. So if that's the case, why did the Mishnah choose to teach us this halacha by a Zov Shirah Keri? But how the mythically bizarre Shirah Keri, the reason they decided to teach us this din by a Zov Shirah Keri, la di'acha kaicha d'rabbanan. We want to learn how far the Rabbanan Amachmer, that the Rabbanan say, that even though this person, who's the Zov Shirah Keri, going to that example, by going to the mikveh, won't become Tahor, because he's still a Zov, teach us Chazal, teach us the Rabbanan, we want you to go to the mikveh anyway. So the way the Shari Yosher helps us at this point understand the machloikis. Everybody agrees that somebody who has on him many tumas doesn't have what's the point of going to the mikveh if he's not going to be tor? But what they're learning, says the Shari Yosha, if by going to the mikveh, the tumah that you'll take care of has a chumrah that now by going to the mikveh you need not be concerned about, that's why you should go to the mikveh. So the Rabbanan hold that since Ezra said that a Balkeri should not learn Torah, that wasn't said to Azov. So since it wasn't said to Azov, so then this Balkeri has the chumrah, go to the mikveh to take care of that tumah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though what we just said may be correct, this tefillah doesn't take him out of tumah. And Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that if a person is tameh, we only allow him to go to the mikveh if he'll be completely tahor after leaving the mikveh. But if he will not be completely tahor after going to the mikveh, there won't be any point in going to the mikveh. Ask the Gemara, but this is the way we're going to learn. Ema Seifa HaMeshamesh is the woman who was first a Balkeri, and then Ross Adam, then she became a Nida, Tzricha Tefillah, Lamank Tanilo, according to whom was that said? Ilehim L'Rabbonon, if you want to argue that the Tan of the Mishnah is Rabbonon, Pshita, there's no need to say it, and the Gemara explains why. Hashta, if a woman, a man, makes no difference, Zav Shara Keri, a man who saw Keri, so at the point when he saw the Keri, Mikar Labrat Tefillahu, it designed the Kim armed up. Still, as we just explained, Mechayvi Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, go to the mikveh to accomplish as much as you can accomplish. So therefore, HaMeshameshes V'Ros Adam, so certainly a woman who didn't have in her any tumah previously, and when she had the beer, she was mechuyv to go to the mikveh. The Dam Nida only came later. So she is a woman, the Mikarabas Tefillah, Loi Kalshke, certainly the Rabbanan would hold that such a woman should go to the mikveh. What must we say? El Alav, what must we say? Rabbi Yehudahi, that who is the Tana of this Braisa? We have to say that the Tana of this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, V'dafka Ketani, and Rabbi Yehuda is telling us, only in these cases, as we just explained, where you don't really accomplish that much by going to the mikveh because you're still going to be Tomei, that's where Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishameshes, V'ruas Anida, that's what ain't a tzarach tefillah, because even if you go to the mikveh, you're still going to be a nida. However, it seems to be that it's clear that this Mishnah is teaching us that a Balkeri grader, somebody who is a full-fledged Balkeri, even Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev tells us that you have to go to the mikveh. So isn't this clearly an indication that Rabbi Yehuda does hold of the Takanas Ezra, that a Balkeri is also a Divrei Torah? How do we learn in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda allowed him to say the Birchas Krishma, to say Brachas before he ate? Says the Gemara, Loi Teim Mevarech. When Rabbi Yehuda spoke about these Brachas, he didn't mean that he allows them to make those Brachas. He meant, I only allow you to be Meharer those Brachas. But even Rabbi Yehuda will agree. And what will be the Machloikis according to this? Between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama, the Tanakama will hold that Balkeri isn't even Mahara the Berachas Krishma, isn't even Mahara the Bracha before eating, and Rabbi Yehuda will hold that I allow him to be Mahara. Ask the Gemara, however, Ami Islay Rabbi Yehuda Hirer, does Rabbi Yehuda Bechlal agree to the concept of Hirer? For Tanya, Balkeri Shein Lo Mayim Litvol, a Balkeri who doesn't have a mikvah, Kari Krishma, she'll say Krishma, then Mavarach, but not say the Birchas Krishma. Loy lefana achreah. Not the Birchas Krishma before the Shema or after the Shema. Vaychel pita, he eat bread. Mavarach lachreah. Say Birchas Hamazon. Ve'en mavarach lefana, but can't say Bracha Rishoina. Avel mahar beliboy. The Brachas that he's not allowed to say, we do allow him to think those Brachas. Ve'en mitzvah b'sfasa, but he can't articulate those Brachas. Divrei Rameya. That is the opinion of Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Benkach or Benkach, might say Bisfosov. Everything that he's allowed to do, he's allowed to say. So we see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no concept that if you can't say it, be Meharit. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, there's another reason why Rabbi Yehuda is Mekel. Asan Rabbi Yehuda Kehilchus Derech Eretz. So the way to understand the Gemara is that even though now the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yehuda does agree to the concept of a Balkari being Osir in Divrei Torah, but the Gemara, as we're going to learn soon, teaches us there are different levels of Torah that a Balkari is permitted or prohibited. And one of the things that the Gemara was particularly lenient on was Hilchus Derech Eretz. And the Gemara says Rav Nachman Yitzchak, that these brachas are all in the category of Hilchus Derech Eretz, which Rabbi Yehuda was lenient on. The Tanya. The pasuk that teaches us where the whole concept of how a Balkari should not learn Torah, the pasuk says, V'datum v'nechol v'nei v'necho, v'ksib esrei, yoyim Hashem atol v'nei Hashem alakech b'chayriv. Torah has to be learned the way it was given on Har Sinai. Malahalon, just like on Har Sinai, the Torah was given be'emo be'ira u'bereses u'bezeya. And the way I saw the Mefarshim explain, Ema means their mind was fearful. Yira was in the lave. Reses was their avarim, the limbs. And Zay was the whole body. That's the way the Torah was given. Afkan, every time a person comes to learn the Torah Akdoisha, the Aloch is, it should be learned be'ema, be'yira, or be'reses, or be'zeya. Mikan amru, and therefore we learn from this. Hazovim ha'mitzoroyin, v'aboyin al anidus, mitarm likris b'toyra. Even though their level of tumah is a higher level of tumah in many aspects to a balkari, but they don't have this lack of ye'ema, be'yira, be'reses, be'zeya. And therefore mitarm likris b'toyra b'nevim b'ksuvim. Lishtat v'mishnah b'gemara ba'alokhs b'agodim. Av balkari. Balkari represents a tumah which came about not from the lack of seriousness, is not allowed to learn Torah. Says the Gemara, but now we have a different approach to Balkari. Rabbi Yosef Mishonu Bergilos, he's allowed to learn any Mishnah which he's familiar with, or Vachla Yetzias a Mishnah. He can't explain the Mishnayis, he can't give a shir. Rabbi Yonasan Ba Yosef Mitzias a Mishnah, we're even lenient to allow him to learn, to teach Mishnais, and not just learn the Mishnais that he's familiar with. Then Metzias says Gemara. Gemara means halacha. Gemara means questions and answers. There were more machmer. Rav Nosam of Shalom, af tzia as a Gemara. We allow him to say Gemara, uvachla yoyma askroi shabai. We can't allow him to say the Shem Hashem. About Keri, we have to be strict about this Daskoris. And this is the opening of a very important discussion. The Shaul Shiavitz in Simon Pei Aleph discusses, very common, a Rebbe is learning with his Talmidim, and they're learning Chumash, and the Shem Hashem appears in the Pasuk that they're learning. And the question that comes up is if the Shem Hashem comes up in the pasuk that you're learning, are you allowed to say the Shem Hashem? So he brings a raya from our Gemara that they learned Gemara, not just Chumash, and they're learning Gemara, and they are allowed to say Daskaris. When we learn Gemara and we come across a pasuk, and the pasuk that we come across mentions the Shem Hashem, our Gemara seems to clearly indicate that you could say the Shem Hashem. Remosha, in the Shas Chuvas Igris Moshe Chelik Beis Orechayim Simon Nunvov, has another reason why you should be allowed to say the Shem Hashem. He says that we learned earlier in our Masechta, Kop Suki de Loipaska Moshe, any pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu did not say or say it the way Moshe Rabbeinu said, Anan Loipaskinon, we also may not say that pasuk that way. Says Ramosha, if you're not going to say the pasuk correctly with the Shem Hashem, you're violating that halacha. So Ramosha says that's why maybe Rabbeim don't say the Shem Hashem. Because very often when they learn the pasuk with their Talmidim, they don't say the entire pasuk. And since they don't say the entire pasuk, anyway, so they're violating this and don't say the Shem Hashem. The halacha lemaisa, the way the Mishnah Berurah says in Simon Reish Tez Vav, Sifkatan Yud Dalid. He says that when a Rebbe is learning with young boys, with young girls, you could say the Shem Hashem. However, because we want them to learn how to say the Pasuk correctly. But when a Gadol is learning, so he already knows that you have to always be careful with the Shem Hashem. That's why a Gadol we are more machmer not to say Shem Hashem. It says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Tzan l'Talmidah, Shem Rekivim, Shem Rekivayma, Lo Yilkanis l'Medrash Kalikar. A Balkeri should not start analyzing what he's learning because he's a Balkeri. Vamrilei, Lo Yilkanis l'Beis HaMedrash Kalikar. He's not allowed to walk into the Beis HaMedrash, again, because of his state. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and this is what we mentioned before, Shainahu beHilchas Derech Eretz. He's allowed to learn Hilchas Derech Eretz. And Rashi gives examples of Hilchas Derech Eretz. He says there's a Brice and Derech Eretz Zuta that tells the Talmud Chochem to always act with anova, with humility, with zrizis. Another example Rashi gives is that a person should always remember, as we learned in Pirkei Avos, where we start and where we end. Those are Hilchas Derech Eretz. And says the Gemara, Ma'aseh Rabbi Yehuda Shiraa Keri. There was an incident where Rabbi Yehuda saw Keri, and he was walking next to the river. We know you're about Keri, but we just learned about Keri. He's allowed to learn Hilchas Derech Eretz. Yard v'tovel. He went into the river, was tovel himself, v'shanulahem, and he taught them. Armaloi, so they said to him, Loi kach l'maratanu rabbeinu, have you not taught us, shaynahu b'hilchas derech eretz, that he's allowed to learn hilchas derech eretz? So why, if we want to learn hilchas derech eretz, did you feel the need to jump into the mikvah? Amalei, so he said, Amalehem, he said to them, afapi shemeka anil acherim, even though I'm lenient to other people and allow them to learn, even without going to the mikvah, Machmer al atzmi that I don't learn Torah until I went to the mikvah. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, the Maseira Haya Omer. Ain't the very Torah Makabel Tumah. But he says a much more powerful word. He says that the very Torah don't are Makabel Tumah. And I saw that the Shem Shmuel explains this Gemara. He says there was a Ruach HaTumah that came into the world by the Churban Beis HaMikdash. But that Ruach HaTumah that came to the world that affects all of us after the Churban Abayis doesn't affect Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah remain immune to that. It says the Gemara story. He was saying Divrei Torah, but he was not speaking clearly. And it was obvious that the reason he was not speaking clearly was because he was Balkeri. Amalei, Bani, Psach Peicha, V'yirir Divrecha. Speak clearly. Shei Divrei Torah Makabel Tumah, Shalema, as the Pasuk says, Haloi Koi Dvarik Eishnum Hashem. The Torah Kedosha is compared to the fire. Ma Eish Ein Makabel Tumah, just like fire is a Makabel Tumah, after Divrei Torah, so too Divrei Torah Ein Makabel Tumah, and there's no need to go to the mikvah. So the Gemara goes back to discussing what a Balkeri may learn or may not learn. Metzias a Mishnah. Amamah, we learned earlier. Metzias a Mishnah. He could teach Mishnah of Enemetzias Gemara. Messiah le Rebeloi. Dom Rebeloi, Amr Rebacha, Beyak Mishim Rabbeinu. Halacha, the halacha indeed is Metzias a Mishnah of Enemetzias Gemara. He could teach Mishnah, not Gemara. Says the Gemara, this question is really a machloikus tanoim. Metzias a Mishnah of Enemetzias Gemara, Divri Rameya. Rameya's opinion is that he could teach Mishnah, but not Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, I'm Mishim Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Zev is a Osir. There's no difference Mishnah or Gemara. Everything is Osir. Vamri, and there are other opinions that hold Zev is a Mutter. Mandam is Zev is a Osir, holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Sandler, like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, who we quoted in the earlier Brisa. Mandam is Zev is a Mutter. The one that holds Mutter is Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira that just taught us that Divrei Torah, not Makabel Tumah, and even a Balkeri is allowed to learn Torah any way he wants. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. Nog Alma Kahane Tlasavi. The world follows these three elderly people. Rabbi Loi Bereshis Agaz, the Gemara is going to explain each one. Rabbi Yoshi B'Kalayim, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beser B'Divrei Torah. And I saw that Rabbi Aaron Levin, in his Sefer Birchas Aaron, explains that these three people we find throughout Shas were Zoicha Tarichas Yomim. They were Zoicha Tarichas Yomim, and therefore their words were very accepted. And I saw that the Shar Mitzvah Balocha takes this a step further. He says, even though maybe if we followed the regular rules of how to paskin a shaila, we ought not to follow their opinions. However, he says, because of their very important stature, significant stature, the halacha is we follow them. We know the halacha is that the first wool shorn from an animal should be given to the kohen. Says the Gemara, Kalach Rabbeloi Bereshis Hageis, the Tanya Rabbeloi Omer, Reshis Hageis Ena Noig El Baharitz. Reshis Hageis only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laharitz. Krabi Yoshe B'Klayim, Kriksiv. The Pasuk says, Lo Sizra Karmacha Klayim. The Torah says, you're not allowed to plant your vineyard with Klayim. Explains Rabbi Yoshe, when is that applicable? If you plant a wheat and a barley and a grape all at the same time. The Chazanish says it doesn't have to be exactly at the same time. As long as they will all take root at the same time, then and only then you're over the Issa Klein, B'daraisa. Kribyudu ben Beseira, B'divrei Taira. Like we just said, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer ain't divrei Taira Mekablam Tumah. Kiyosu Ziri Omer, when Ziri came, he said, Batla Tavul Asai, they abolished the Tefillah. Vamilay and others said, Batlin and Tilusai, they were mevatel washing the hands. And the Gemara explains itself. Mandam Batla Tavul Asai, that they were mevatel the Tefillah, that's what we just kept on learning about Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that they were mevatel the washing of the hand of, they were mevatel washing the hand for somebody who is Tomei Thomas Carey. Mandam a battle in Tilusa, Kader of Chizda, Layat Amanda Mahader. He used to curse the person who went out of his way to look for water, Bidin Tilusa. And as we explained in previous Shurim, when even though one Shil Chatchila wash his hands before he davens, that halacha doesn't apply if at the expense of missing davening. Of course, the Rishonim asked the question. We know there's a rule throughout Shas. Ein bezden yochel vatal divrei bezden chaveroi, elm ken godmi mena b'chochma b'minyan. No later bezden could abolish, nullify what an earlier bezden said unless the second bezden is greater. And always in halacha we know that the second bezden is not greater. So how could Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira be mevatel takana sezer? So Rishonim give many terutzim. One terutz is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira never accepted that this was a takana that Ezra made. Another terutz is that Ezra, when he made the takana, said that if in later generations they will see a need to mevatel the takana, they have the right to do so. Another terutz is this was a takana that was never accepted by all of Klal Yisrael. And when is there a rule that you can't be mevatel a takana that was made by earlier Bezdin? That's only a takana was accepted by everyone. Along the same lines, I saw those that explain, it was a gzeira shiroiv hatzibur eni yuchayim lamibba. It was a gzeira that most people couldn't follow. And since it was a gzeira that most people cannot follow, it's not considered a gzera that we have to, that another bezdin can't be mevatel. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Balkari shenasul of tisha kav mayim. But now the Gemara teaches us a new halacha that a Balkari that had poured on him a shower of tisha kabin, that is the amount of water that it takes to cover the entire person. It's about anywhere between 3.5 to 5.5 gallons. That is enough to be metahim. Nochem ish gamzu loch shel Rabbi Kiva. He said this to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said this to Rabbi Azai. Ben Azai Yotzev Shonal Talmid B'Shuk. And Ben Azai was the one that told it to everybody. And I saw that the Sefer Magid Teluma from the Bnei Yisoska says, why was Ben Azai the one that publicized it? So he says that we know that Ben Azai was a person who never got married. So on the other Tanoim, one could accuse them perhaps that they were publicizing this kula. The reason they were publicizing this kula was because they wanted to take advantage that they don't have to go to the mikveh. Ben Azai wasn't married, so he didn't have any ulterior motives, so he felt he could publicize it. Says the Gemara, Pliga b'trei amaroyim b'marovah. There's a machlokes amaroyim in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yosi b'Avim, Rav Yosi b'Zidim. Hatani lochsho, that even Ben Azai, Chatani shana, that he publicized it. The Chatani lochsho, they said it quietly. Madatani shana, the Mandam says that he taught it quietly. They taught it publicly because he was concerned about Bittul Torah. He was concerned that people will not learn if they know that they can't learn if they're Baal Keri. He was concerned that people will not have relations with their wives and they won't have children. He didn't want He wanted to prevent that the Tanoim should not, the Talmidim should not be so close to their wives, always having relations. Why not? And that's why he prevented it. I'm Rav Yanai. Shemati Shemakilim Ba. I heard that there are people who are Mekel. V'shemati Shemachmirim Ba. And I hear that people that are Machmir Tfilas Ezra. It says the Gemara, V'kol HaMachmir Ba Alatzmai. Anybody who's stringent, Marichan Loi, Yonov v'shnoisov. He should have a riches yamin. Amr v'shuman levi. Matim v'shatoy v'shcharin. What's the reason to go to the mikveh in the morning before learning? Ask the Gemara. Mativan. Isn't Rabbi Shuban Levi who iud the Omer about carry also the divrei Torah? He's the one that says that about carry may not learn. So what's his question? Says the Gemara. Hachi kamar. Mativan b'abon saw. Why do they need to go to mikveh of Abom Saw? Efshe b'tisha kabin. As we learned, they could have water poured on them. Tisha kabin. Mativan b'tfila. Why do they need to immerse themselves in the water? Efshe ben Sina, you could just pour on them. Says the Gemara. But Amar Rav Chanina says, Geder Godel Godruba. Chazal made a very important rule by requiring mikveh. The Tanya Be'echet Shetavi Ishla Dvar Veira. Mais Be'echet Shetavi Ishla Dvar Veira. There was a man that wanted to have an inappropriate relation with a woman. Amar La Reka, you empty person. Yesh Lecha Aboim Saw Shat Tavil Behen. Do you have a mikveh to go to after we'll have a relation? And Miyad Pirish. So of course the Mefarshim explain, it's a very difficult Gemara. Here he wants to have an inappropriate relation, and just by telling him, well, you don't have a mikveh, that's what held him back. So some explain that indeed, in the world that they lived, people were more concerned about tefillah in a mikveh than other averis. And therefore, this was the prevention. But I saw another pshat in the Sefer Daf al-Daf. He says what she was trying to remind him, you are part of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael are individuals who are machmer on Tahara. Don't forget who you are. And if you won't forget who you are, you'll never come to do such an avera. Amalei Rav Hunel Rabbonin, Rabbi Isai, why don't you treat this tefillah seriously? If you're worried that they'll have to go, in those days all the mikvahs were cold, you could go to a warm bath. In those days you had a mikvah, and how would you have hot water? You would boil up the water and pour it into the mikvah. But that water is miyam shuvim. He holds, indeed, Rav Huna said, Rav Adar Bar Hava holds that mikveh balkeri must be in a real mikveh. You can't do it in not 100% kosher mikveh, which we'll discuss later. Rav Zera have Yosef Agna Demai Bemesusi would sit in a tub of water in the bathhouse. Amalei L'shamai, Ziva Isli Teisha Kabin, bring me Teisha Kabin, V'shadalai and pour it on me. Amalei Rav Chiya bar Abba, lama lamar kula hai? Why do you need the water to be poured on you? For Yosef Gavai, you're sitting in water. Amalei babam saw. The halacha of pouring is comparable to the halacha of babam saw. Ma babam saw b'tefila v'loy b'nesina. You can only fulfill the chiyuv tefila if you actually immerse yourself. Af tisha kabin, the halacha of tisha kabin is only fulfilled b'nesina if the water is poured on you v'loy b'tefila, no other way. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman talking chatz for bas tisha kabin. He prepared a vessel that could hold tisha kabin and water. Kiyosar of Dimi Omar, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yehuda, Glustru Amru. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva both said the following. The heter of Tisha Kabin was only said for a person who's not well and became a Balkari not by his own control. If the person is sick, but he became a Balkari deliberately by having relations, he requires a bom saw. So that means most people cannot rely on Tisha Kabin. Amr Rav Yosef, it v'chatzved Rav Nachman. We could break Rav Nachman's vessel. There's no need for it. However, says the Gemara, ki osur of the Rav and Amr, b'usha have a uvda. In Usha, there was an episode, b'kill of the Rav Oshia, in the room of Rav Oshia, regarding about Keri, and also the Shaul of Rav Asi, and they came and asked Rav Asi about the halacha of Tisha Kabin, Amalu, and he told them, lo shana al choyla hamargal. The halacha of Tisha Kabin is for a choyla who deliberately became tamei. Avil choyla loinsoi, if somebody has two reasons, number one, he's a choyla, number two, it was involuntary, then he's part of meklum. But a regular person, and Talmid Chachamim always considered the Gemara as choylam, they're always considered weak individuals, could always rely therefore on Tisha Kabin. Om Rav Yosef, so now Rav Yosef said, Atzmit chatzvid Rav Nachman, let's repair it, because we have a need to use it for that purpose. Michti, ask the Gemara, Kula Maroi v'tanoi b'de'ezra k'mifligi. We're all arguing in our shiurim, what was Takanas Ezra? Ask the Gemara, v'nechse Ezra, heichen tikkun. Why don't we just find out what was Ezra's original Takana? Amabaya, Ezra tikkun labari ha-margal abayim saw. Ezra said that a healthy person who initiated relations should use Abayim Saw. Ubari La'onsai is somebody who was healthy, but it was involuntary, Tisha Kabin. Vasa Maroi Pliga B'choyla. And now there's a Machloikus Rav Dimi and Rovin. What is the Halacha of a Choyla? Masover, Choyla Hamargal. Yes, the person's a Choyla, but he was the one that initiated the relations, and therefore he has the Halacha Kabari Hamargal, and he needs Abayim Saw. But a person who did it, who became a Balkari involuntarily, will have the same aloch kabari loinsoi, and he can have tisha kabin. Or masover, choyla hamargul, he's a choyla, but he initiated, he's like a bari loinsoi, and tisha kabin is enough. And if somebody is a choyla, and it's also oinsoi, it was involuntary, then pot meklum, he need not go to the mikvah. Amr Abaya. Ezra spoke about going into the mikvah. Nesina mitikin. Did Ezra ever talk about the Tisha Kabin? That we're having a discussion. What was Ezra's opinion regarding the Nesina? Vamamar. Ezra tikin tefillah about carrying. The only thing Ezra said was that you have to go to the mikvah. Nothing else. So how are we talking about what did Ezra say about Nesina? El Amarava. Ezra tikkun tefillah labari hamargal abayim saw. Ezra said that a person who's healthy been initiated the relations, he needs abayim saw. Vos rabbanan came chazal, and they were a little more lenient. And they said that if you have an individual who's a bari, and he's la'onsoi, it was involuntary, tisha kabin. Vos amaroi, and then the maroim came, and they had a dispute, what will be by a choyla? Mas sova choyla hamargal, Kabari Hamargal, and therefore even though he's a choyla, but since he initiated it, Abom saw are required. V'choyla la'ansoi, Kabari la'ansoi, just like Kabari la'ansoi is Tisha Kabin, so to a choyla la'ansoi. And Marsov, a Ravin held, Labari Hamargal, a Bari who initiated, so he needs Abom saw. Choyla Hamargal, a chayla, but he initiated, has the same rule as kabarila ansoi, and both of them, it's satisfactory just with tisha kabim. But if you have an individual who's a chayla, and it's also la ansoi, it's involuntary, pata meklum. Amarava, says the Gemara Hilchasa, the halacha is, bari hamargal, a healthy person that initiated, the chayla hamargal, or a sick person that initiated, the halacha is a boim saw. Or bari la ansoi, if somebody's healthy, but it was involuntary, tisha kabin. Ava chayla la ansoi, somebody who's both a chayla and was involuntary, such an individual pot meklum. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan about Keri shenosan of tisha kabin mayim, if they poured on a balkeri 9 kabin of water, he's tar. But madvar mamurim, when is that said? La'atzmai, for himself. For learning Torah for himself. Avla cherim, if it's a question of him teaching Torah to others, abam saw required. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, abam saw kamakin. And when the Gemara is going to analyze what was meant with this statement Rabbi Yehuda made, abam saw mikamakin. Begins the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. We have two pairs of Amoraim who debate what each one said. Chad mehayzuga, the chad mehayzuga, a reisha. Speak about one from each of the pairs. Say that we're speaking about the reisha. Charama, and one said like this. Hadam amrit. That's what the Tanakh Kama said. The medvar memurim that tisha kabim is enough. Is laatzmoi is when he's just learning Torah privately. Avla cherim, if he's teaching Torah to others. Abayim saw required. Loy shanu, when, to whom are we talking? A chayla, he's taka, a weak person, but a magal, he was the one that initiated the relations. Aval chayla l'onsoy, if he's a chayla and the carry was involuntary, then tisha kabin is enough. V'char oimer, and the other one says, kol l'cheirim, if he's teaching people Torah, so a person that's teaching other people Torah has to be on a higher madrega, even though he's a chayla, and even though it was la'ansoy, adik abom saw, he needs abom saw to be considered tar. V'chad mehayzug, v'chad mehayzuga, say it's talking about the sefer. Chad amahod amar Rabbi Yehuda, abom saw mikom makoyim. When did Rabbi Yehuda say that? Lo yishan al b'karka, if you're going into mikveh, that's in the ground. But if you're going b'kelim, if you're going into a mikveh that's above ground, a pool, above ground pool, the halacha is, it can never be used for immersion. V'chad omer, afil v'kelim nami, even if it's an above ground pool, it could be, even though it's certainly not considered a 100% kosher mikveh, for balkeri, it's good enough. Bishlam l'mandom afil v'kelim. So according to mandom that says that what we're trying to say with Rabbi Yehuda, that we're speaking about the kelim, hanaduk tami, we could understand the statement Rabbi Yehuda made. Rabbi Yehuda, oim abayim saw become makayim. The Rabbi Yehuda says you could use abayim saw even if it's an above ground pool. Elamanda amma bekarka in. That he's only speaking about when it's in the ground. Bekel maloi. So what's Rabbi Yehuda teaching us? That's a full fledged mikvah. Become makam lesu yamai. What is Rabbi Yehuda teaching us with this halacha? Answers the Gemara. He's teaching us lesu yamayim shuvim. That you could use mayim shuvim for Tfilas Ezra. And in fact, the Shaul of Tshuvas Michas Yitzchak in Chel Gimel Simon Samach Dalet discusses this issue. This is an issue that comes up often. People are in places where there isn't a mikveh. I'm not talking about women. For women, they have to have 100% kosher mikveh. We're talking about men, Tfilas Ezra. They could go in a pool. But he paskins that the pool can't be an above-ground pool. If it's a pool that's in the ground, it makes no difference, he says, how that pool was constructed. For Tfilas Ezra, it's kosher. And this is the time to mention a very important halacha. Many mikvahs that are in shuls are only mikvahs that are good for men, but wouldn't be good for women. But women wouldn't go to those mikvahs anywhere. Anyway, where it's relevant is Tfilas Kalim. People don't want to go to a special Kalim mikvah. They say, I'm going to the mikvah in shul, I'll use that mikvah for my Kalim. But we're learning now that that may not be 100% kosher mikveh. And for kelim, you have to have, of course, 100% kosher mikveh. Says the Gemara, Rav Papa Rav Huna Bar Eder Vishu V'Rava Bar Shmuel Kricha Rafta B'Hadi Adadi. They all ate bread together. Amar Rav Papa, so Rav Papa said, Havu Lila Didi Livroich. I should be the one to make, say, Birchas Hamazon. In those days, the one that led the Zimun was the one that said the Birchas Hamazon. The Nafaloi Tisha Kabin. I'm the one that had Tisha Kabin. Amar Rav Shmuel Tanina. When is Tisha Kabin? Haven't we just learned that when is Tisha Kabin adequate? But that you're learning Torah. But here we're talking about Lacherim, that you want to be benched for others. Abraham saw. Al Havli Lididi Livroich. I'm the one that should bench. The Nafalai Abraham saw. I went to Mikvah. It wasn't that he poured Abraham saw, because as we learned, there's no point in pouring Abraham saw. He only wanted to use the Ritva says the same language. I went into the mikvah full force. Amar Papa, Havali Lidi Livroich. I'm the one that should lead the benching. The Lekavai Loihai Veloihai. I was the one that didn't have to go to the mikveh at all. I didn't get Tomei altogether. So there's a very famous question. The Rambam says that a person can only be considered Tohor if he was Tomei and then he became Tohor. So according to the Rambam, you're not considered Tohor until you went to the mikveh and made yourself Tohor. So isn't the person that was Tomei went to the mikveh a high madrega? So I saw a teretz from the Satmar Rebbe. When does the Rambam say that a person is only considered Tahor if he was Tomei and then became Tahor? That's a person that was Tomei with Thomas Mess. But here we're talking about a Tomei HaYoytz Magufa. Here we're talking about a Tomei that emanates from the body. Tomei that emanates from the body, that's not a Tomei that you could say that a person that had that Tomei is and then became Tahor is better than a person that never became Tomei altogether. Says the Gemara, Rav Chama Tava B'Mali Yom de Pischa. Rav Chama would go to the mikvah in Erev Pesach, Lohoitzi Rabbi Yudei Chavoson. He would lead the Haggadah, the Seder, and he was Moitzi other people. And since he was Moitzi other people, it was only appropriate that he should go to the mikvah. However, says the Gemara, V'les Hilchas Kavasei, because the halacha is, as we said earlier in the shir, the halacha is the Divrei Torah Eimakav Mutoma, and you don't have to go to the mikvah. Of course, the Paiskim say, it's appropriate to go to the mikveh, particularly to go to the mikveh in Erev Yontif, as the Gemara says, Chayv Odom Latar Atzmai Beregel. So you should go to the mikveh Erev Yontif, but like Taisvus says, go to the mikveh in Erev Yontif. Certainly Taisvus, the very mask of Les Hilchasak of Asay, says to go to the mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur, but never when men go to mikveh, Bezman Azeh, do we make a bracha on going to the mikveh. The Mishnah Brura discusses all of these halachas of going to the mikvah. And as we said, that we can be mekel, as we learned in our shir, with pouring water on a person. However, the Shevet Alevi says that if you're going to be relying on Tisha Kabin, it has to be B'koyach Gavra, a person pouring the water on you. Many people suggest that if you open the shower, that's considered Koyach Gavra. The Eshkol is more lenient in Chatzitza. We know that normally when it comes to going to the mikveh for women, particularly, we have to make sure there's no Chatzitza. We could be more makel for Tfilas Ezra. The Arugas Aboisem says, Zoichlim, running water in the mikveh is also permitted for Tfilas Ezra, even though it wouldn't necessarily be mutter for a real Chiyuv Tfila. The Torah says that Chassidim and Anshe Mesa observed Takanas Ezra, and he says, Hamachmer Tavolov Brocha. However, the Mishnah Brura says that Hamachmer Tavolov Brocha should not be at the expense of Zman Krishma, or not at the expense of Zman Tefila. Although I did see from Moshe Sternberg Shlita in the Shalos Tshuvos, Tshuvos and Haggis, Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Tes, who discusses this issue, and he says that if a person is always Machmer in Tefilas Ezra, not just once in a while, but he's always Machmer in Tefilas Ezra, maybe this person he came to shul, he may miss tefillah b'tzibur, but since he's always machmer on tefillas Ezra, he should do it and daven afterwards.